Okay, Chevra. There's a number of conditions of Hachazara which are found here in the Gemara and Lamed Chesem and Beis. Those are Odin B'yadol Daito L'Hachzia. And yesterday we mentioned that there's a Machlekes HaRishonim about whether we paskin L'Hakel or L'Hachmir in all these questions. And it seems to also be a Machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, which is that the Mechaber basically says it's only going to be also Metziniach Agape Karka, and the Ramah requires both Odin B'yadol and Daito L'Hachzia. The Rambam is very difficult. Everyone points out that the Rambam never mentions anything about Daito L'Hachzia. So just speaking to some of the guys in the Beis Medrash today, what came into my mind is that maybe the Rambam doesn't require Daito L'Hachzia, because if the whole Yisod is that we want to show that it's a continuation of the original Shehiyah, so then Das doesn't really help at all, because no one knows, no one can get into my mind. No one knows what I'm thinking. That's just an idea that I thought of. But B'kitzur, there is a Machlekes about all these Tanaim of Hachazara. Then there are some certain Tanaim of Hachazara which are found in Reish Nun Gimel Seif Beis and are not found in our Gemara in particular. The fact that it has to be Garif HaKatam is a Davar Pashut by Hachazara. And also it says in Shulchan Aruch that the food has to be Rosachas. Kozman Shehi Rosachas, there is a requirement. Kozman Shehi Rosachas, it has to be the food is hot in order to do Hachazara. Those are the dinim here in Reish Nun Gimel Seif Beis. The question is, what's the nature of this din of Kozman Shehi Rosachas? So there is, the pashtus would be that the reason why it has to be Reiseach is because if it's not Reiseach, so then there would be an Iser Bishul. Right? If I take cold food and I put it on the fire on Shabbos, that's what we call Bishul. Bishul is Aser. So the requirement of Kozman Shehi Rosachas L'cha'ora is not really a Tanai of Hachazara, but it's just a detail in order to make sure that you're not violating the Iser Bishul. That would be the Pashtos, and that seems to be the way the Magen Avraham learns. The Magen Avraham in Sifkot Yud Tes, right? Kozman Shehi Rosachas, Zot the Magen Avraham, the Teich of Rosachas is Yad Soledes Bo. Nahagu lahakel, if it's not, it's taning the gamrei. In other words, I'm talking about food that did not completely cool down. And when the food did not completely cool down, the Ramah writes later in Shin Yud Ches that a davar lach, shalom it's taning the gamrei, you're allowed to reheat. So here also, we're talking about a davar lach. If it's lo nitzdan legamrei, memela, there's no iser bishul. If there's no iser bishul, you can put it back. And therefore, what the Magen Avraham is really telling us is that the lashon of reisachas is lav davka. No? The Magen Avraham is telling me that the lashon of reisachas means it doesn't have to be roseya. That's the yad soledes, or lo nitzdan legamrei. But then
the Nosek
Kalim
translate
Rosachas
as Yad Soledes, well.
The Magen Avraham does.
Yeah.
The Magen Avraham teaches that the word Rosachas means lav davka, boiling, but Yad Soledes. As I state in Magen Avraham. Sir?
Does
Lo Nitzdan Legamrei have to be Yad Soledes, though? So Lo Nitzdan Legamrei could be. There's a huge discussion in the Akron, this Chuvah Nigris Moshe, in those Rabbi Eider Chuvahs. I think we assume that Lo Nitzdan Legamrei over here means that people still consider it warm.
So that's not the same thing.
Ken Zion, even not Yad Soledes, though. Could be. Right? And that's what the Magen Avraham sounds like he's saying. Me'ikar adin it's Yad Soledes. But nahagu lahakel, even if it's one that's down in Legamrei. I think that's what the Magen Avraham is writing here in Sifkat in Yud Tes. But then the Magen Avraham writes, delo kebach. No? The Bach, Rabbi Yael Sirkis, was the Rav in Krakow, was the Shver of the Taz. The Bach tells us that since it says in Shulchan Aruch, it says in the Tur, it all comes from Lashon HaTur, it has to be Rosachas, Zak the Bach, Rosachas means mamish boiling. Rosachas means mamish boiling. And even though there would be no Iser Bishul if it's not Nitzdanin Legamrei, but over here I'm not dealing with an Iser Bishul, Zak the Bach, I'm dealing with a way of showing that the original Shehiyah continues. How do I show that the original Shehiyah continues? If it's still Reisachas, that shows that it's still an original Shehiyah, no? The question is it like Ameniyah HaKedera B'Tchila? Right? So the Bach apparently has a Chumrah here. that it mamish has to be rosachas. He writes, "Afila kedera adayin chama ain a mutter ela kozman shehi rosachas." In this situation, there's no iser bishul; it's only an iser chazara. And the nature of the iser chazara is there a hemsheikh of the original shehiya? Now, a few points to be made. The Magen Avram seems to be Soser Mishnaso in Sifkatan Lamed Vav. The Ramah writes in Sif Hey that you're allowed to take food that was in an oven, and even though there's Hevel Ma'at that remains, so you can put the food back. So long as the food is on its Tanein Legamre. Zuf b'magin navram and lamed vav. Even a davar she'im bo marak, that there's no iser bishul, nonetheless it has to be lo nitzan in legamre, in order to permit hachazara. Now lecha ora, the magin navram and lamed vav is saying that we're not only worried about an iser bishul. The requirement of this temperature, the degree of heat, is in order to make sure that the original shehiya continues. That sounds like the bach that the Magen Avraham rejected in Sifkatan Yotes. So the Machtes HaShekel on the Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Lamed Vav, the Machtes HaShekel raises the stira in the Magen Avraham. And he says that he thinks that according to the Magen Avraham, really what you need is a hemshech of the original shehiyah. But the definition of a hemshech of the original shehiyah is so long as there is no iser bishul. If there's going to be an iser bishul, that shows that the original shehiyah evaporated. And now, there's going to therefore be an Isser / Chazara / Bishul. It's all connected. Right? That's what the Machtes HaShekel was saying. The Mishneh Brura in the Bir Halacha, the beginning of Se'if Hei, Dibar Masel Bovashol Nitzdan and Legamre, the Mishneh Brura quotes that the Gra assumes that the only Isser over here is out the Isser Bishul, which is like the Magen Avraham assumed in Sifkatan Yotes, the Pashtus, and the Bir Halacha wants the Paskin like that Magen Avraham. Right? In other words, he wants a Paskin like the Gra. And he doesn't want to say the Machtes HaShekel. Basically, he doesn't address the steer in the Magen Avraham. What emerges from the Bir Halacha is a Halacha Lamaisa, the only problem is an Isser of Bishul. That's basically what emerged. Now, if we would be into Lomdus, which we actually are, so we might want to say the following idea, which is that this machlokus between the Bach and the Magen Avraham, or between the Gra and the Magen, however you want to call it, right? I don't want to say the word Magen Avraham because there's a shtickel steer in the Magen Avrahams, but this machlokus over here might depend to a certain extent on what it means that the original shehiya is batal. How much of a kesher do you need to that original shehiya? The Bach is assuming that I need like a strong connection. If it's rosachas, that's the only time it's mutter. Anything less than rosachas is going to be aser. Right? In other words, the Bach is saying that we assume that the Shekhiyah Rishayna is going to be batal the moment it's not intense. However, at least the Machtes HaShekel's take on the Magen Avraham is that so long as that original Shekhiyah did not completely evaporate, it's still considered like that original Shekhiyah continues. No? Kol's man that there's a teeny bit of heat in the food, it's lo nitzan in the gamre, then the original shehiya did not evaporate. The achronim that we'll talk about in a few minutes all deal with a question that's very similar, not exactly the same as this, but very similar to this, And that's the question as to whether you need what they call a zikah chiyuvit to the original shehiyah, or is it that the iser is only when you're mevatel the original shehiyah? No? Do you need a zikah chiyuvis? Does it have to be an active connection? Or do we assume that no, you don't need mamish an active connection, all you need is that we were not mevatel the original one? The nice write-up on this topic is found both in the Archos Shabbos on page 86, note 78 and following, and in the Shabbos Kitchen, page 63, in his long note over there. And they all say things along the following lines, which is that there's a fundamental chakira, right? How much of a connection do you need to that original shehiyah to assume that the original shehiyah has not yet been undone? Do I need residual, just something, anything, and the only time it's undone is when I bidafka undo it? Or do I assume, l'cha'ayra, like the Bach is saying, that I mamish need rosachas, right? And that means I need what I would say a zika chiyuves. Now again, it's not exactly the same as the cases that we'll discuss in a few minutes, but l'cha'ayra, there is a strong connection conceptually between these things. Va'afaresh et sichati. Let's say the following case happens. Okay, I'll give you a few cases. Friday night, you're serving a meal, no? And you have two pots on the blech. One is a pot of soup, which you intend to use Friday night. Jews don't eat soup Shabbos lunch, b'derech kol, no? Friday night, you eat soup. Shabbos lunch, you don't eat... Shabbos lunch, you don't eat soup. So, one is a pot of soup, and the other is a pot of chalent that you want to eat Shabbos lunch. And let's say you go and you take the pot off the blech, and you don't have dato lahachzir on this pot, no, because you intend on serving the soup now. But your bad luck, you forgot to take off, you mistakenly removed the pot of cholent instead of the pot of soup. So what's the din in that case? So first of all, we have a ram that we'll talk about in a few minutes, that maybe you could be Simchan and Okanami, but to rely on the Ran is a little difficult. The Ramah says Tov Lahachmir, right? And maybe Tov Lahachmir means, so let's say you won't have your Shalom Shabbos lunch. You're not going to starve. People in America don't starve, right? But maybe there are Svaras Lahakel, Bihit Tarif that Ran with other things, no?
Also,
now, look at Ora.
May have been a situation where you still let's. Obviously,
if it's Oda Biyado. So it's Oda Biyado, so there's more grounds for Hakel. Let's say I already put it down on the counter. So then maybe Yesh Lachgar, what's the din of the counter? Like we spoke about yesterday, is the counter like a kisei, or is the counter like a karka? Right?
Certain Shachanarach means like, he'll be very hungry, he doesn't mean
just
that he's not
going to Shabbos. In Shachanarach, when they say Tov Lahachmir, what? So, I'm happy to say that it would destroy my own interest in having cholent, but I'm a yeshiva guy. You know, most people are able to eat some food besides cholent. Again, yesh la'ayin in this din, which is not such an uncommon case. So we have one svara lahakel called the ran. We have another svara lahakel based on what we're saying now, which is that one could argue that the whole lumdus of Odon B'yodoy and Daitoy Lahachzir is to show that I still have a kesher to the Shehiyah Rishona. I have a Zika. Well, maybe I don't need a Zika Chiyuvis. Maybe it's only a problem if I have Kavana to mess it up. And in this case, I had no Kavana to mess up my Cholent. Heaven forfend, should I want to mess up my Cholent? That's like blasphemous, right? To try to mess up your Cholent. So one could argue that there's a Svara Lahakel in this case. Yeah?
I assume the Rosh is take on Adukim Baronic Shabbos. Right. Here.
I'm not sure. I mean, one could argue, I think that's similar to what Yosef was saying, that maybe Christ is Adukim Ba'anik Shabbos, so therefore we have a Kula to rely on Hananya, and maybe we're Adukim Ba'anik Shabbos, and therefore we need the Cholent, and therefore we rely on the Rana. I could hear that, But generally speaking, we try not to rely on the Ran on its own. But over here we have the other Svara. So in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Volume 3, Se'if Chaf, he added a bit to Se'if Chaf in Perek Aleph of the original volume. And what he added was, in this case, when you remove the chalet instead of the soup, Zaktiv Shlomo Zalman its mutter, based on the tziruf of the Ran, together with the Svara that you haven't been mevatel the Shehiyah Rishona intentionally. Oh, good. Now, other cases that might connect to this Chakira, and then we'll kind of try to plug this Chakira into some of the classical Svarim. Other cases that might connect are the following. Let's say there's a power outage. Or not a power outage on the entire apartment, and then I have no place to put it, but let's say the fire went out underneath my chalet. My chalet is still hot. No? If the chalet is cold, so it's also because it's not Reseyah. Right? It's still hot. Right? Whatever hot means, it still is. Am I allowed to put my food on another area to warm? Right? One could argue that if you require a zika chiyuvis, if you require an active dimension, the aisho, I'm not being mevatel. So over here, I don't have an active thing to show I wasn't mevatel the original shehiyah. Maybe it should be aser. On the other hand, if the iser is only when you have a shlili, the iser is only when you have kavana specifically to upend that original shehiyah. Over here, I had no kavana to upend that original shehiyah. So one could argue that this case is mutter. One can also discuss a case where, let's say, I've never had the shayla. Let's say my pot falls off. My pot falls off on its own. So what's the din in that situation? Is it mutter or is it aser? Right? Again, same thing. There's no zika chiyuvis. On the other hand, right, I did not have the shlili kavana. I didn't intend to get rid of it. So all of these chakiros, I think, are totally in the same question. There is, of course, room to be mechalik. And if you look in the Orchos Shabbos on page 86-87, he says the following svara, that maybe you need a zika chiyuvis, but min hastam, there is a zika chiyuvis. And in that situation, perhaps there would be a difference between the case when I remove the chalent by accident, where it's not connected, and the case when the fire went out on its own. If I didn't do anything, maybe we could argue that min hastam, you still have the kavana that's worked. There's a concept in Hilchos Tefillin. No, that when the tefillin is nishmatu bimkomon, you have to make a bracha, right? If you put it back. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes lahalacha that during davening, he quotes on the Shlach HaKadosh, that during davening, if the tefillin are nishmatu bimkomon, so we assume automatically it's like daito lahachzir, and you don't make a bracha. Why? Because min hastam, during davening, you want your tefillin to be on. And that stam das is good enough. So one could argue that maybe there's a distinction between the case when the pot is on the blech and the fire went out, and the case when I bedavka removed the pot, although I removed the wrong pot inadvertently. So you could make these chakiras and pilfulim. Everyone talks about this. And the rai, or the major source that everyone and their uncle brings, is based on a Bir Halacha who quotes him a Reb Akiva Eger, but the Reb Akiva Eger is somehow not printed in our Shulchan Aruch. No? If you look in the Bir Halacha in Sif Beis, Dibur Maaseh Velo Hinicha Agave Karka. So Bir Halacha writes in the middle, the Chidushi Reb Akiva Eger Kasav, Afil in Zahaminia Chayo Adon Acher. Right, he quotes a Reb Akiva Eger. Let's say this Reb Akiva Eger as follows. Let's say I am a guest in your house, And I go over, I try to be helpful. If you ask me to do something, that might not be what we're discussing, but I go and I try to be helpful, and I take a pot off the flame, trying to be helpful, and I don't have daitol ahachzir. So the question is, does your pot now become usher to put back? The Bailim wanted the pot to remain, but this little yakal over there who goes into the kitchen, though, it's obviously a guy. A woman would never make this mistake of picking someone else's pot up without permission. Right? So some guy goes and picks up the pot without permission, and he doesn't have daitol ahachzir. So then all the yeshiva bachrim sitting around at the meal begin to declare, well, maybe it's usa because you didn't have daitol ahachzir, but maybe you required das or the bailim. Now what about if I take a pot off your stove and I put the pot down on the floor? What's it in that case? Hineach agabe karka. But it's your pot, not my pot. So Reb Kiva Eger says that if I put the pot on the floor for sure, it becomes usar. But if I'm holding the pot in my hand and I don't have das lahachzir, so then yesh lahistapik. Then Reb Kiva Eger has a suffix. What's his suffix? There's a rule that ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. Now I can't aser your stuff. Let's say I go and I bow down to your animal. Right? Does it become usser al tefo dezara? No? You ever thought about the shayla? So the din is all the time. It's a common shayla, no?
Only because of the din of not the usher.
Right? So I bow down to your thing. It doesn't become usher. Ain't usher davar she'eino shelo. That's pashut, right? It's not usher. So Tosis in Yevamos on Pei Gimel asks the following question. If Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo, how come if I walk into your house and I pour milk in your chalent, so your chalent becomes Oser Atz Basar B'Cholov? Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo, how can I ask your stuff? Whew. It's a good kasha, no? As I frek Tosis, Pei Gimel on Yevamos. How can I ask your stuff based on, right, the rule of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo? So Tosis answers that there's two types of Isurim on this planet. There are Isurim She'al Yedei Maisa, and there are Isurim B'machshava. Zach Taisvis, Basar B'cholov, the nature of the Isser, this is probably, those guys who are in the shir last year for Basar B'Cholov, this is coming out of your ears already. But the nature of the Isser, Basar B'Cholov, is that there's tam. There's a mizug taimim. There's a mixture of the flavor of Basar and the flavor of Cholov. So that's an Isser, that's a mitzius. The reality is, when Basar and Cholov mix, I don't care if a monkey put the Cholov into the Basar. I don't care if a guy put the Cholov into the Basar. I don't care if you did it. I'm not going to say, Eino Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo, because right now I have Basar and Cholov Me'uravim, and that's Oser. Right? That's Tosis in Yevamos on that Pei Gimel. However, when it comes to the Isser of Avodah Zarah, if I go and I bow down to your thing, so the maisa of bowing down doesn't make something usser. Right? The physical act of prostrating oneself doesn't create the isra avodah zarah. The isra avodah zarah is because you are accepting it as a deity. You are doing a religious act, a physical act, right? Again, there might be a din of maris ayin by avodah zarah. That's gemara daf yud beis in avodah zarah. No, that if my coins fall down in front of the avodah zarah, I'm not allowed to bend down to pick up the coins because someone will say that I'm being mishtachav to the avodah zarah. That's maris ayin of avodah zarah, and there's a whole huge discussion that whether maris ayin of avodah zarah is yehard vayavar also, but maris ayin is not full fledged avodah zarah, and certainly the coin is not going to become usher as a chafetz of avodah zarah out to the maris ayin of avodah zarah. That's inconceivable. Right? Because to become a chafetz of avodah zarah, you need das. And zot tosis in Yevamos, an isser that requires das, I say, ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo. But an isser that's a mitzius, based on the maisa, a physical act happened, basar b'cholov. So there's a mixture of taimim, so in that situation it's going to be usher. That's Tosis in Yevamos. Now, Based on this Tosis, Rebbe Akiva Eger is assuming, if I take your pot off, and I put your pot down on the ground, hiniach agave karka, for sure it becomes aser. And I don't say, ein adam oser davar she'eno shalai, because the fact that the pot is agave karka is a mitzius, that it is no longer kashur to the fire, and therefore, it's aser. But the suffix that Reb Kiva Eger has is in the case when it's odon biyadai. In that situation, yeshla ayin, on a certain level, maybe his question is the nature of the iser when it's odon biyadai but not that's all lahachzir? Is the nature of that iser that it's like a maisa that you removed it? Or is the nature of the iser the fact that I don't have machshava? I don't have proper machshava to be mekasherit to my fire? That's the Tosfos that Rebbe Akiva Eger quotes first, and then Rebbe Akiva Eger goes on, but after Ari asks his question, we'll continue.
Even in the Hinnitha Lava Karka, it's right to say that it also kind of depends on Das.
Again? So comes along the Sefer Archos Shabbos, on page 87, in the bottom footnote, and he says, it seems to him that you could ask the question even by Hinicha Agave Karka. Because maybe Hinicha Agave Karka isn't a mitzius that it's on the ground, but it's because that mitzius shows, the fact that it's on the ground shows that there's no hemshech of the original Shehiyah, which means that it's also based on some sort of das. No? And therefore, he thinks that there's room to argue on Reb Kiva Eger's assumption that once it's Hiniach Agave Karka, it's definitely Aser. That's his point. Now, this is Tosfos in Yevamos on Pei Gimel. Reb Kiva Eger points out that the Rash HaZaken, the Rash was, as Dr. Soloveitchik says, the third greatest Baal HaTosfos, no? The greatest Baal HaTosfos is the Rabbeinu Tam. In second place with the silver medal for judo, obviously, because that's the only thing Jews win silver medals in, right? Or the only thing Israelis win silver medals in. So, in second place is the Ri, right? The Ri of Dampierre, the Baal HaTosfos. And the third of the great Baal HaTosfos is the Rash HaZaken, who wrote the Perushim on Zrayim and Taharos. The Rash made Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael in the year 1210. And we don't really know anything about him afterwards, no? That's the Rash HaZaken. Okay. So the Rash in the seventh parak of Kilayim, parak Zion of Kilayim, Mishnah Dal. By the way, if you want to see this Reb Kiva Eger inside, like I mentioned, it's not found in this Shulchan Aruch. This is Reb Kiva Eger in the Johannesburg printings of the Shulchan Aruch, it was making me crazy this morning. Then I realized that the new black Shulchan Aruchs probably have the complete Reb Kiva Egers. So if you look in the black Shulchan Aruch, the whole Reb Kiva Eger is there.
Does the Bir Halacha bring it down?
The Bir brings it down, but it doesn't bring down the full pilp of Reb Kiva Eger. He brings down like a three-line summary. But if you want to see the whole thing, you have to look in those black Shulchan Aruchs or a Shulchan Aruch to Fus Johannesburg, whatever it is. So the Rash asks Akasha. See, when Tosfos is dealing with this question, he is bothered by another sugya, a sugya that actually comes up in Baba Basra Daf Beis, Misachech Gafno Agabe Tivuaso Shel Chaveiro. No? That let's say there's an Isser, I think, in Kiseitze. In Kiseitze, there's an Isser in the Torah of Kilai Hakerem. Right, that if my grapes and tevua are growing together, pentikdash hamleya hazera shatizra utvuas hakarem, so once it's chaysif masayim, once it grows, 1/200th, once they're mixed together, it becomes aser. The question is, let's say, mesachet gafno agabe tevuas hosho chaveray. Let's say I take my gefen and I bend it down and it touches your wheat. Do I say the principle of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo? So the Gemara says that the Mishnah is saying Kilayim, that we do not say the Mishnah is saying Kilayim, say that we apply the rule of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. Why do I apply the rule of Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo? So Taisa says the reason why I apply the rule is because the Iser Kilayim is also an Iser in Das, because it's only a problem when it's Nicholei. It's only a problem when I'm happy that they're mixing. If I'm unhappy that they're mixing, there's no problem of Kilei HaKerem. And therefore, according to Taisus, it's an Isser that's based on Das, and any Isser that's based on Das is not going to be a problem. The Rash does not like this Mahalach. The Rash says that you can't tell me that an Isser that requires Nichusa is also an Isser that's based on Das. Nichusa and Das, says the Rash, are two different things. Das means I actively want something. Nichusa means I say, okay. Right? Zuck the Rash, I have a raya that Nichusa, a situation that requires Nichusa, we're going to say, I can asa your stuff. And that's because the Gemara in Gittin on Nun Gimel speaks about if I am osem olacha b'mechatas or b'paraschatas, right, it's a sugya of garmi or the sugya of hezek she'enol nikar, depending on how you want to. I think I asked this as one of the gemaras for people to get into smicha. Did I give gittin and gimel to any of you to get into smicha? This is one of the gemaras I use. No? I was giving everyone sugyas in avodah zara.
I got
avodah zara. Okay, there were years when I used to use Temura Daf Dalid or Gittin Nun Gimel. I used to love this Gemara. But if I'm Osem Olacha B'Meichatas, you tell your friends, because I might come back to it eventually. Right? If I'm Osem Olacha B'Meichatas or B'Parashatas, so Gemara says that I'm going to be Chayiv Al Tzedina De Garmi. In other words, I have to pay for the Nezek. Now, one second. What I'm doing is I'm taking your Parashatas, right, your mechatas, your paraduma water, and I am using it on a scale in order to weigh stuff, or I'm using it as the liquid in a graduated cylinder in order to test the displacement. Those are two. That's a further discussion in the Rishonim. Exactly what the case is. But how can I asa your stuff? The cha'ora, there's nichusa that's required. Right? In other words, the din is that if I'm osa malacha b'paraschatos, it's only avad, dumya de ubad, right? The Gemara in Bava Metzia says that it has to be that you're happy with the fact that the para did malacha. And if you're not happy, if there's no nichusa, it's not going to be asar. And according to Taisvis, Frek the Rash, anything that requires nichusa, I say, ein adam osar davar she'eino shalom. So based on this kasha, the Rash says, I don't agree with the whole Taisus. Taisus' distinction between a Maisa and a Machshava, between an Isra Tzali and Maisa and Isra Tzali Machshava, the Rash says it doesn't hold water, pardon the pun, based on Osa Malacha B'Mechatas. And therefore, the Rash says that he has a different approach. The reason why Mesachech Gafno Agabi Tvaso Shel Chaveiro, I say Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo, is because it's a Gzeirat Sakosa. Pasuk says Kar Mecha Lo Tizra Kar Mecha Kilayim. That means it's got to be yours. The reason by Avodah Zarah Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo is because Avodah Zarah, we're talking about a Maisa Shrita. Shrita is a Maisa that's either Mutter or Aser, and the only thing that is a problem potentially is the Machshava. So that's why in those cases we say Ein Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. But by anything else we will say Adam Oser Davar She'eino Shelo. Now, comes along Rebbe Akiva Eger. Rebbe Akiva Eger says, one second. That means in our case, when I pick up your pot and I'm holding it, but I don't have das. So according to the Taisviz, Isser, that's a Maisa, that has a Machshava connected to it. So that's considered an Isser Machshava. And in Isser Machshava, I'll say, Ein Adam Oser, Davar She'eino Shelo. But according to the Rash, when they have an Isser that has a Maisa connected with a Machshava, so I treat it like it's an Isser, Maisa, and I can answer your stuff. So Zot Rebbe Akiva Eger, in this situation, if I pick up your pat and I don't have das lahachzir, so according to the Taisvis, it's going to be mutter, because ein adam oser davar she'eino shelo in iser machshava. But the Rash will say that no, in this situation it's going to be aser, because it's an iser that has a maisa with a machshava, and in that situation the Rash treats it like an iser maisa that you can aser it on someone else. That's the Hoshtikul Torah of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So far, so good. Comes along the Panovich of Rosh Hashiva, Rav Shach. I should tell people the story. My father learned by Rav Shach a little bit. In 1949, my grandfather decided, right after Hakamas HaMedina, to send my father to learn in Eretz Yisrael. So he sent my father to learn in the Zionistic yeshiva called the Yishuv HaChadash, which was... the Yishuv HaChadash was the area, not in Yerushalayim, like closer to Bnei Brak, and there was a yeshiva over there. Rav Shach was a Rosh Yeshiva. It was a Zionistic yeshiva. And my father was a student in the yeshiva. My father was the only Ben Chutz La'aretz there. He showed up wearing a hat, and the Israeli kids took his hat off and started jumping up and down on it, and he was not so happy. He left the yeshiva after like 2 weeks, but Rav Shach was his Rosh Yeshiva there. Rav Shach was the Rosh Yeshiva in the yeshiva. Years later, I went with my father one time to visit Rav Shach, where they were discussing like the who is a Jew issue. So I don't think Rav Shach remembered the story. But my father was like the only Ben Chutz La'aretz in the yeshiva in 49 for like 2 weeks, whatever it was. But so Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri in Perek Gimel Halacha Dalet, Rav Shach quotes the whole Rav Kiva Eger. Actually, if you want to see the whole Rav Kiva Eger, you can look in the Rav Shach also. He quotes it word for word. And then Rav Shach writes, I don't understand the whole Rav Kiva Eger. Because over here, the din is that if you don't have Dait Ola Hachzir, so it's as if it's a Nesina Chadosha and it's going to be Usher. And Zucht Rav Shach, it's a Dover Pashut. That I don't need Das to remove it, but I need positive Das to connect it to the stove, to the Shehiya Rishona. And Borer HaDover, Zucht Rav Shach, Afilo Nafal HaKedera Me'elob, Eila Hachziro. Sha'al Koponim, Ein Kan Das, Amanas Lahachzir. You need positive Das, Lahachzir. Now, effectively, what Rav Shach is saying is like this. According to Reb Kiva Eger, I don't need positive Das L'Hachzir, no? In order to be Mutter, I need to make sure that I did not have a negative Das, to Aser it. So if I pick up your pot, Yesh Lachkar, whether my negative Das can Aser, right? Because it's not your Das. That's Reb Kiva Eger's suffix. But Rav Shach says it's a double pasha that it's usher. In the case when I pick up your pot, even if the pot would fall off on its own, it's going to be usher because you need positive das. Without positive das, it's usher. Right? That's what Rav Shach says. And then Rav Shach's raya is from Orechayim Simin Ches that even though there's a machlokes, if I'm poshe talisa amanas lachzor lehis atev, whether I make a bracha, but let's say my talis falls off on its own. Now they sell, you could buy them, they advertise in the Yatet all the time, the sticky talisim, that they don't fall off, which they don't work actually, as well as you say they do. But, right, so let's say your talis falls off, so everyone says you have to make a new bracha. Why? Zakt Rav Shach, because obviously, batla ha'ituf harishon. The original ituf is batal. So here also, batla shehiya rishayna. And it's all going to be usher. Now, what Rav Shach is... Now, yeah, Ari? That was the Mishnah Berurah has a discussion, if I'm wearing a talus cotton, that maybe the din is a little changed. I don't think during davening, because that's similar to that other Mishnah Berurah that we spoke about when my tefillin or nishmatumim koman during davening. But let's say it's not during davening. Let's say my talus falls off during the break on Yom HaKippurim. It just falls off on its own. Okay, hey, whatever. Shtel's up for it. You create a case. But the fact is, Rav Shach is saying that if the pa falls off on its own, it's going to be usher, just like if the talus falls off on its own. Now, Yesh La'ayin, however, and the Archos Shabbos hits home runs over here. The Archos Shabbos, by the way, also has an essay from Reb Shmuel Arbach in the back of the Sefer, where he's mefalfal a lot in this Reb Kiva Eger. I have to admit, I could not follow what he was saying. I tried to read it, but the stuff that's in the actual text of the Archos Shabbos, I think I'm presenting accurately. The Archos Shabbos writes, who says you could be medame the talis case to the case of the pat. In the talis case, the shaila is there a mitzvah of tzitzis on me or not? Did my mitzvah fall off? By the pat, it's not a din in mitzvah, it's a din in mitzias, whether the shehiyah rishona continues. One could argue that maybe you have to make a new bracha because I'm doing a new mitzvah. Right? But our shayla over here is totally different. Our shayla is whether the shehiyah continues. That's not about the mitzvah. That's the way he's mefalfel. And it, again, I think there's a lot of room to think about this. But hayotze mikol dvareinu until now is as follows. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is make on all of these cases. When I pick up the cholent instead of the soup, when the fire went out, he's make on all these cases. Behitz Tarif, the fact that Reb Shlomo Zalman is assuming that you do not need a Zika Chiyuvis to the Shehiyah Rishona, what you need is that there is no negative. No, right? Is it the absence of the das, or is that you have negative das, right? So Reb Shlomo Zalman is assuming that absence of das does not create a problem. And that's why he's making on all these cases. Reb Yoshev is machmir in all these cases. Because Reb Yoshev assumes that I need positive das. Reb Shach is assuming I need positive das. Reb Kiva Eger is assuming you need to not have negative das. According to our analysis, this issue is bigadol, connected to the machlokas Bach and Magen Avraham, right? Because the Bach is assuming that you need a more strong connection to the original Shehiyah. It has to be Rosachas, and the Magen Avraham is assuming you don't. So l'cha'ora, all of these issues are connected. Another nafkamina in this, I saw in the Sefer Minchas Ariel, is the following. In the Shar HaTzion, Sifkatim Memtes, he talks about the following case. A guy who's learning Hilchos Shabbos, but he doesn't focus so much on the details. So the guy knows that you need Daito L'Hachzir, and he has Daito L'Hachzir, but his das is lahachzir after the pot cools down. Right? Doofus. Right? He has das lahachzir. But his das is, yeah, I'll put it back on the oven after the meal. I'll put it back on the stove. Right? That's, so the Shahatzion Tainos, if it's daito lahachzir, achar sheyitztanein, ein machshavto mo'eles klum, achrei she'asur la'asas kein. And it's the same as ein daito lahachzir. Right? The same as ein daito lahachzir. That's what the Shar HaTzion says. Comes along the Minchas Ariel, and he says, one second, if you hold that Rebbe Kiva Eger is right, and the Isser is only if you have negative das, so because Hai Gavna, you don't have negative das. I was never mevatel my shehiyah rishayna. I intended to put the right, mevatel shehiyah rishayna means I decide that the pot is off the fire. Over here, I want to put the pot back on the fire. It's just I'm an ama oretz. I don't realize that you're not allowed to put the pot on the fire once it cools down. According to Reb Kiva Eger, you could argue I do not have negative das in this case, right? So the Minchas Ariel asks a stira in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura in the Bir Halacha quoted Reb Kiva Eger, but in Sifkatim Memtes of the Shar HaTzion, the Mishnah Brura says that if you have das to put it back after it's mitztanin, it doesn't help. That's his stira in the Mishnah Berurahs. I mean, the guy Mamish was learning like every Sifkatim with a thumb. Yeah, Shalom.
How can you just say that having positive kavana to have the pot cool down?
Again, it's hard for me to hear.
Couldn't you just say that having positive kavana, part of your kavana is that the pot is going to cool down, so it's like a targeted sadrein, it's like positive kavana to remove the pot from the fire.
Maybe, I'm not sure, because I could hear a svara that my shehiyah rishona is not batal, because I intend to put the pot back. Right? The fact is, in other words, you're saying this for like we the quote from the Machzis HaShekel within the Magen Avraham. Once it's stand in the Gamri, by definition, right? By definition, Shehi Rishon is over. But this guy is thinking it's not over. So one could argue because this guy's thinking it's not over, one can make a case. One can make a pilpul case. Now, halacha lemaisa, it seems to me that what Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying really makes sense. That you could rely on the tziruf of the Ran together with the fact. I don't know if Rav Shlomo Zalman would be mako on lack of negative das on its own. But certainly when they have the tziruf of the Ran, also Rav Shlomo Zalman is willing to be mako. Rabbi Yashiv, however, is assuming, like Rav Shach, that you need positive das, a zika chiyuvis, in order to be mekel. That question that you were asking, by the way, about maybe when it's nitztanin legamre, that shows the shehiyas bottle automatically, that's a very similar idea to what Rebbe Kiva Eger probably holds, that hiniyach hagabe karka, no, right, is automatically bottle. There's nothing to talk about. One could argue, perhaps, that maybe there's no such thing. Like the Archo Shabbos was saying regarding hiniyach hagabe karka, maybe your das still helps. And we could argue maybe even it's standing the gamma you're
asking. That's probably the svara of the Amora that permits it in the Hungarian.
Yes, Karaka. Absolutely, right. Yeah. Absolutely. So again, these are some of the issues. These are some of the issues that we wanted to focus on. The last thing to just talk about, maybe I'll just give two Mari Mekaymis, because you should daven Mincha very soon, but we don't hold like the Ran, Me'ikar Hadin, no? We're Tov L'Hachmir against the Ran. B'di'eved, sometimes even Mitzdarif the Ran, that's what we said. The fundamental idea of the Ran is that Shechiya on Shabbos, if I'm doing HaChazara on Shabbos, or the pot that was on the flame on Shabbos, so the fundamental idea of the Ran is that that's better than the case when the pot was removed Erev Shabbos, I want to put it back on Shabbos. Right? That's the yisayit of the Ran. Rav Soloveitchik is quoted in the Sefer Nefesh HaRav that he told the Balabatim in Boston that apparently Balabatim in Boston were just putting food on the range top on Shabbos itself. The Rav said that's a big problem. But what they should do is they should leave the food on at Lech Benchen time, the food should be on the Blech. And then, even if they take it off after and put it in the refrigerator, they could put it back on after, but it's Tarif the Ran. Right? Even though it's Tov L'Hachmir against the Ran.
But it's fine on the Gandhi, it's also according to everybody.
Yeah, so that's a very good kasha. But if it's a Dover Yavesh, that's Nitzdanein Legamre, so then you could rely on that opinion, the Machzis HaShekel, who wanted to be Mekel based on his understanding of the Ramah. Based on his understanding of Magen Avraham, right? The Mishnah Berurah would be Mekel in that case also. Right? The Mishnah Berurah is saying that the din that's done in the Gamre is out to the din of Bishol fundamentally. And if it's out to the din of Bishol, so Dabar Yabesh, completely dry, so there's no din Bishol at all. Right? So the Rav, apparently, you can look in the Nefesh HaRav, you can ask for Shechter, the Rav was Mekel like this Ran. If you don't talk like the Ran, is it more chamor when you have stuff that was removed from Erev Shabbos and was removed on Shabbos? Compare the Shar HaTziyun Sifkatin Mem Dalid to the Chazanish and Simin Lamed Zayin, Sifkatin Tes, and Sifkatin Yud Beis. Ayin Shem, and you'll have fun, and we'll continue. Actually, that almost rhymed.